Brokeback Mountain is the story of two cowboys who conduct a furtive affair over two decades. It's based on a short story by Annie Proulx and is directed by Ang Lee, whose other films include The Ice Storm, Sense and Sensibility, and Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
Brokeback Mountain is Marlboro Men in Love, and I'm not being flip. Okay, I'm not being just flip. Ang Lee's films often focus on the tension between people's formal roles, those ritualized, culturally mandated poses they feel compelled to strike, and the passions under the surface that struggle to break through. So here you have two, well, Marlboro men, guys with slim hips and dungarees and cowboy hats pulled low, leaning against pickups, smoking cigarettes, and trading monosyllables, if that, suitable for framing. But in the course of an early 1960s summer, herding sheep on an isolated Wyoming mountain, they find themselves growing closer and closer. And yes, on Brokeback Mountain, they make the beast with two broken backs. Jake Gyllenhaal and Heath Ledger play the cowboys. Gyllenhaal's Jack Twist is the more extroverted one, the one whose romantic interest is more visible. Ledger's Ennis Del Mar is the quintessential Westerner of few words, and the words he says are not always audible. He has a cowboy lockjaw that's sometimes annoying, but also weirdly affecting. Ledger's is the Oscar bait performance. He really transforms himself into a straight-jacketed soul. In an early exchange between Ennis and Jake, everything is brooding subtext.
You gonna do this again next summer?
Well, maybe not. Like I said, me and Al was getting married in November. So, we're trying to get something on the ranch, I guess. You?
Might go up to my daddy's place and give my hand through the winter. I might be back. The army don't get me.
Well, I guess I'll see you around, huh?
Right.
What does Brokeback Mountain, the place, symbolize? It's the natural world, in which society's strictures fall away. And in the view of Lee and screenwriters Larry McMurtry and Diana Ossana, these men can be true to their own natures. Lee and his cinematographer, Rodrigo Prieto, give us vast mountain backdrops full of mysterious plains, huge cumulus clouds, slashes of lightning in the far distance, and hailstones the size of apples. When Ennis and Jake return, as they must, to civilization, they live amid squat, faceless, prefab buildings set far apart from one another, and the flat landscapes mirror their flatlined emotions. They take wives, Michelle Williams as Ennis's high school sweetheart, Alma, and Anne Hathaway as a kind of wealthy Texas rodeo queen who's the perfect trophy for an up-and-comer like Jake. But these are passionless unions, and Ennis's drift into unemployment and alcoholism is relentless. Despite the physical distance between them, Jake and Ennis come together again and again and head back to Brokeback Mountain, aware that if they're caught, they could be lynched by men with less than liberal notions of masculinity. Cartman on South Park famously dismissed independent movies as, quote, gay cowboys eating pudding. I have no idea where the pudding thing came from, but Brokeback Mountain could use a little more of it, by which I mean more mess and flesh and sweat. Ang Lee's formalism is so extreme that it's often laughable, and the sex is hushed. It's treated as a holy union. Gay love has never been so sacred. On the other hand, Lee treats the wives as either sexless drudges or lacquered mannequins. As distant as I felt from the film, there were people around me weeping uncontrollably at the end, gay men, some of them, and a few women affected by the spectacle of cowboys in tears. I did find the movie more powerful in retrospect, when the tone and images and emotions lingered beyond all that elevated Oscar worthiness. And there were moments in Brokeback Mountain when Lee deconstructed the cowboy persona so completely that he made me wonder, are most cowboys, like, totally gay?
David Edelstein is film critic for the online magazine Slate.